We're back in the studio for our second Outdoor Report with George Lindquist, president of MUCC, and thank you for some more of your time, George.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
Always a pleasure to have you in studio, and we got a Western CAC meeting update from you, which was last night, the Citizens Advisory Council. We talked about some things that were discussed there, and now, as I alluded to earlier in the hour, I want to talk about this project at Point Abbey with the Keweenaw Land Trust. So first of all, tell folks a little bit of background about Point Abbey, because this is a very unique piece of property.
Well, it really is, and it's a really interesting area. Point Abbey is another little peninsula that's like parallels the Keweenaw, and it's just east of the Keweenaw, and it doesn't go out into Lake Superior as far, but it's a interesting formation. It's a lot of rock. There's swamp. There's all kinds of different terrain there. It's a traditional deer wintering complex there on part of it, too. They've wintered there for many years. So for a number of years, though, there was a private landowner that owned quite a bit that made it into like a game farm there. And that since went out of business, but they had a big area fenced in. It was keeping wildlife from moving from point A to point B. So this Keweenaw Land Trust, which is a nonprofit, was able to purchase this. And they're working with the DNR, with Rough Grouse Society. They're working with the tribes up there. They're
UP Whitetails, I know that.
UP Whitetails, yep. And so there's a number of different people and nonprofits involved there. And, you know, one of the things they've been working on is developing a gem there, a grouse enhancement area. And also there's just quite a bit of habitat work going on there. So it's a real interesting project. A great program, a great way to work together with different landowners to get things done.
So where do we sit with the Point Abbey project at this point? When did things really start to... I know they got the high fence down, but what's next?
Yeah, taking that fence down was a big thing, and that was a major project in itself. But they got it done, and there's been a couple of trails identified as walking trails there. They have one of them completed. They're working on another one. They're going to be putting signs up. And
An interpretive trail, right?
Like an interpretive trail, yeah. They're working with the tribes on that, too, to give some of their input on the signage. So it should be real interesting. And they're also working on a number of habitat projects there. So, you know, that will help the grouse. It'll help the deer. So it does look like they're going to be working on some road work and some other projects up there starting again this spring. So
fantastic.
Really looking forward to seeing where that goes and how it gets developed.
Well, George, I really appreciate you coming in and filling us in on all this, and I hope to get you back next month as well.
Hey, thank you, Adam. It's always a pleasure.
President of Michigan United Conservation Club's George Lindquist giving us an update on all of these projects and CAC meetings once again here on The Outdoor Show.